TPN, what is up? It is I, Adam Juhan, here with another Pilot Network Touch and Go today. Who knows when this is going to be released, but it doesn't really matter. It's on a little older article that I found that I really liked, and I wanted to chat with you all about it, not waste too much of your time. First foremost, I wanted to shamelessly plug the new TPN hats. That's right. If you're interested, you can hit Matt or I up or go to thepilotnetwork.com. As that is developing, you'll be able to order these and they'll be shipped straight to you. There's a couple other styles on there as well. A couple trucker hats with the snapback thing, a couple other cool looks. So, now I look even cooler. Anyways, I wanted to, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, go to YouTube, the Pilot Network channel, and check it out. Subscribe to everything that we do because then you get more cool free stuff. And you can also have the opportunity to participate in way more awesomeness that is the Pilot Network. Anyways, that's not why you're here. You're here to hear me talk, I suppose. Anyways, I wanted to give a shout out. This company's not affiliated with us in any way, shape, or form, although I wish they were. And this is an invite for them to freely join us on the podcast or in any way at the Pilot Network. It's Black Rifle Coffee Company. First of all, I like their coffee, but the thing that I really enjoy is their coffeeordie.com blog site and informational posting capabilities, blog, magazine stuff. So I roll Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I haven't for a while because of COVID-19, pregnant wife. I decided to keep a happy home and abstain until baby is here and healthy. Some people agree with me, some people don't, but that's my decision and I'm sticking to it. I'm pretty happy about it right now. But when I do get back to the mats, I have a reason. If you go to coffeeordie.com/jujitsu, that's jiu-jitsu-police-reform/, you will see a great article written by Joshua Scoveland. This will be in the show notes, and I'm going to cross-post it on the Facebook group and on the Facebook page and in our community group. It's not a TPN produced item, but it doesn't matter because there's some great information in here about jiu-jitsu. And I like jiu-jitsu, and I think some of our folks out there in TPN land roll as well. The title of this is Jiu-Jitsu the Best Step Towards Police Reform? One LAPD veteran thinks so. Since September 13th, 2020. So there's a lot of great information here from a black belt in jiu-jitsu who's also got a black belt in judo, as well as a lot of hand combative training. And it's really interesting stuff. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. The police reform issue is not something that I really have any smarts on. I wasn't a police officer like this gentleman was. And my friends who are police officers are kind of in the thick of it. And that is, that's sometimes tough to see how best to reform something when we're right in the middle. So leaving those opinions to the side, and you may formulate your own however you choose to do so, I wanted to talk about it in the aviation vernacular. So I think a lot of us get that basic combatives training, whether it's militarily or in Part 121 or 135 training, where if we have an unruly passenger or something like that and how we would handle the situation. And when I read this article, it really jumped out at me that this is something that we could really look at in the aviation world, and we probably should be better prepared and suited to handle these situations with submitting somebody who might be in a altered state, might be a danger to the crew or the passengers, or any of the above, and not just us, but our flight attendants and our gate agents, security within the airport. And it would be a great service to everybody if we had some training on how to non-lethally subdue another individual. So this is something that I'm starting to feel a little bit more strongly about, and I don't want to ever hurt anybody or have anybody hurt anybody I know. And that's why an ability to non-lethally submit somebody is basically the same thing, in my opinion, as taking a deep breath and chilling out. So you're able to get that other person to do the same thing without hurting them and just being able to slow them down or stop them. So it's something that if you're interested in doing martial arts, I love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I've done a couple other martial arts stuff like boxing and Muay Thai kickboxing. And Jiu-Jitsu is something I gravitate towards too, as well as maybe it's because I was a wrestler in high school, but I do like the aspect of grappling because you are able to have that capability if you need it. And also it's a fun sport to participate in. So for you pilots out there who are watching this, who are military or non-military or whatever, and you're thinking about something that you want to get into, it's great exercise as well. A great way to stay fit and a great way to protect yourself, not only in the cockpit, but throughout any time that you're in any sort of situation in the public where you could be a target or somebody you know or care about could be a target as well. This may have some validity and merit to help you defend yourself. I'm not saying it's 100% effective or work all the time, or if you take one class, you're an expert, but if you can get to a certain level, in the article, they talk about being blue belt and how that would be the basic level enough to be able to help you in defense of yourself in a case like this. In an enclosed environment, striking is not necessarily always the best thing. So just something to look at. Again, I know that I may stir up some opinions one way or the other on this. I'm not looking to get any sort of politics involved or talk about different reformations of what we should be doing as a nation. But for us as airline and military pilots and fellow crew members, I think it behooves us to be able to protect ourselves. And the off chance we're involved in an altercation or we see something going down that we can end before it gets far worse. So just something to look at. Take a look at Coffee or Die, and that article might lead you down your own path of jiu-jitsu and martial arts that you might be interested in. If not, you can call me a crazy man and say that maybe I'm nuts and shouldn't be discussing things that I barely know anything about because I'm only a little baby white belt. But someday I won't be, and that will be a good thing for me because I won't get my butt kicked, number one, but number two, I'll feel definitely even more confident to stop situations like that from ever occurring, should they arise. And if they don't, that's even better, right? An ounce of preparation is worth, or an ounce of prevention is worth, in my opinion, 10 pounds of reaction. I said the quote wrong, but close enough. Anyways, for those of you listening out there, thanks for joining us. For those of you watching, thanks for joining me and checking out the new hat. If you have any questions, hit us up at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org. Nope, just kidding. heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. That's right. We switched. Forgot about that. And if you, if you're interested in buying some cool TPN merch, you can check us out directly by emailing heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com or going to thepilotnetwork.com and looking at our merchandise stuff as that comes online and available. And then also head over to the community website at community.thepilotnetwork.org and join us there for all our premium content and stuff that's coming online. Some really neat stuff, discounts, stuff that we don't give to the Facebook group or anywhere else. That's only to our community members because they are what drive the Pilot Network to be great. So remember always, keep the shiny side up and that greasy, dirty, stinky side to the ground. Fly safe, everybody. We'll see you soon.